Today is Tuesday, March 25th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Equal Pay Day. It's also National Medal of Honor Day. It's Reading Day. Lord of the Rings, folks. National Lobster Newberg Day, which looks like, for those of you who've ever gone skiing or gone to cold locations for vacations, and you're out hiking or skiing or doing something nature-y, maybe you take a gondola up to the top of a fjord or something like that. So it doesn't have to be snow skiing, but anytime you have cold weather, and then you go into one of those lodges, and they serve food, they let you warm up. A lot of times they have little shops for souvenirs and stuff like that. They always serve that soup in a bread bowl. That's exactly what this lobster Newberg looks like. It looks like soup with lobster on top of it in a bread bowl. And by the way, while you're enjoying your lobster Newberg, although it's not a dessert, so it's not as poignant, but you can also enjoy American Diabetes Association Alert Day. There you go. It would have been better if it was National Donut Day and National Diabetes Awareness Day or something at the same time, because you really shouldn't celebrate both of those at the same time. All right, so let's talk about the weekend. I'm going to look really quick and just see if we had any voicemails, because I always like to prioritize contact. I was catching up on a few of my little shows, and I noticed the word creeping in, and I don't like it. I don't like it. I really try hard not to say those crutch words like that. Also because Auntie Scott will call me out for it if I do, but I would rather their professional podcast and they're edited within an inch of their lives. And so probably what happens, first of all, the hosts are reading a script. They're reading a script, and if you're just reading, what is something that I could read here? I wrote this really long thing for you. Okay, now I want to update the edit listener form. Here's my criteria. It should have the following fields: header, edit listener, name, short text, location, short text, parentheses, long enough for full address, and the default visible address should be city state. I won't bore you guys anymore. That's my message that I'm preparing to send to ChatGPT with my requirements for the next thing that I'm working on the podcast map. Regardless, they don't say because they're reading a script and they're edited very heavily. And so if there are any ums or likes or anything like that, they probably get edited out. But this is more of a freeform show. There's not a script, and I'm not going to edit it that much. So I'm trying to train myself just to pause. But I've said this before, so I will move on. Now I'm really trying to think of, okay, don't say it, Adam, don't say it. We have no voicemails, so we will just continue on with the weekend. All right, on Saturday, I've been doing a lot of just working on personal projects on the weekends, which is really nice, you know, not staying too busy. But on Saturday, I made Daniel's birthday present, which I can't talk about what it is yet. But I did make his birthday present, and that is in the mail to him because I made it with my own two hands. I packaged it with my own two hands. I paid for the FedEx shipping and printed out the label here at my abode and then took it to the FedEx drop-off place on Sunday. So most of the day was doing that. There was a little bit of a Pokemon event that Mark and I played a little bit, but mostly, and I didn't even watch much TV because I'm getting a little bit, I hate to say this because I am the person who loves TV, but I'm getting a little bit tired of TV because we watch a lot. I grew up in a household that was mostly the TV was on in the background regardless. And when I say we're watching stuff, we're doing other things at the same time a lot. Like I'm working on my coding, or Mark is on Instagram or working on his workout spreadsheet that he maintains for how many miles he's running tomorrow. He has this program and he has a finance spreadsheet. He has spreadsheets for everything. So, or we're planning trips or doing things like that. So I don't mind that we do watch TV, but on Saturday I was just thinking, I don't want to watch anything right now. There's nothing that I want to watch. I just want to work on these projects. So we just kind of sat around the house. I watered our new tree. We did the Pokemon stuff, and I made the gift for Daniel. And then in the evening, we went to a musical. We went to see Funny Girl. And I wasn't sure because I do really like musicals, but I've been finding that the older ones are not quite as enjoyable as they used to be now that there are more modern musicals out there. And I don't know exactly why that is, but I remembered My Fair Lady being my favorite musical. And then when I went back to it recently, it was not as favorite as when you compare it to something like Wicked or Hamilton or something like that. It's just not, it's too, I don't know. I still like it, but it's no longer my favorite. I don't know what my favorite is, actually. But it's not My Fair Lady anymore. So we went to see Funny Girl. And I wasn't sure, but that is the musical that made Barbra Streisand famous. So of course we needed people. People. People needing people. And we didn't rain on anyone's parade. Because don't rain on my parade. So that was the first time I had seen Funny Girl. It was enjoyable. We enjoyed it. The lady who played Funny Girl herself, which I can't even remember her name. I can't remember the name of the character, but Funny Girl has a really good voice. And so that was very enjoyable, hearing her sing those songs. The main guy had a pretty good voice, but there was one song that he needs to workshop because it was not good. That's all I'm going to say. But we enjoyed it. I got a couple of the cocktails, the specialty. I tried both of the specialty cocktails. One of them had so much rosemary in it. And I like rosemary, but it tasted like I was drinking medicine at this point because it was just so herbaceous that it was basically medicine that I was drinking. We did that, came home, and that was the end of our evening. Went to bed, got up. I did not have church on Sunday. Well, the orchestra was not playing. And I've gotten to the point where I just don't want to be subjected to sermons that could possibly badmouth me around the gayness specifically. And so I just don't listen to the sermons at my church. I just go for the music. And so a lot of times when I'm not playing, I just don't go. And so I didn't go. And I don't feel guilty about it. I do believe that there is a God that exists, but I did not go to church on Sunday. And I'm okay with that. So didn't do that, but I did work a lot on my projects. I finished packing Daniel's present, took the present to the Dollar General, which is our local, the closest FedEx drop-off location for us, is a Dollar General store. So I dropped it off. We had Cane's for lunch, so I went to Raising Cane's and picked up Cane's, and we had Cane's because the weekend, I lost a pound and a half. I weighed on Friday. I may have told you guys that already because I now weigh on Friday mornings, and I don't remember when I recorded, but I lost a pound and a half. And so anyway, did all of that and had Cane's for lunch, and then in the afternoon we had another Pokemon event. A lot of ham map work, and I have something exciting to say. I don't have a lot of time left, but if you guys go to podcastmaps.com, and I'm looking right now, /geekygay, you could be the first listener to add yourself to the map. There's an add yourself to map on the right hand side. You fill it out, you submit it. You can log in first. And if you log in, it will associate your listener with your login user profile. And eventually you'll have the ability to edit and do some other stuff if you log in. So if you want to log in, right now it's pretty minimal. You just log in and it will pre-fill your name and your email address. You'll still have to put your location, etc., and submit it. But later, when I add more functionality, the edit and things of that nature will be tied to that account. But if you don't want to log in, that's fine as well. It only supports Google right now for login. And if you don't want to do that, that's fine. You can add yourself without logging in. But yeah, I would be happy if people would go over there and do that. If you do have any problems, let me know. You can call in your defects to Geeky Gay. I will live troubleshoot them on the air. No, I won't. But you can. You can email me and contact me at all of the addresses that I've given you. It's going to get better over time. So I worked a lot on that. So go there, podcastmaps.com/geekygay, and add yourself now. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.